Memory often gets in the way of soul, except for one thing, is that if you have a spiritual experience, it's important that you don't let that memory lapse, that you reflect on that from time to time. Because I've seen numerous people have a spiritual experience, and then later in life, it's like they forgot it entirely. They don't remember what it felt like. It's like they let it go and got involved with the regular world again, and they reverted to a lower vibration than they were before the spiritual experience, and it's as if that never happened. So when you have a spiritual experience, keep that in your memory, because that will help you have it again. Okay, and reflect often on how that spiritual experience felt. And everybody here has had some type of spiritual experience, so reflect on those times in your life, and that will help keep your vibrations steady and light. Because this is one of the key principles of evolution, spiritual evolution, is to hold your mind steady in the light. And you notice, if you're in a room with an adjustable light and you turn it down really slow, it doesn't seem like anything is happening. But say you turn it down really slow for about an hour and it seems like the light is as bright as ever, but then you turn it up suddenly and all of a sudden, oh, I didn't realize the light was that much dimmer. And this is what happens to many after the spiritual experience. The cares of the world cause them to dim that light. They don't reflect on the spiritual experience, which increases, turns the light back up. They don't reflect on it. They don't value it. And so the light goes down, down, and but it's slow. So they don't notice that they have less light. Okay. And but then if they have something that turns them back on, then it'll dawn on them, hey, I didn't realize I was off the light. This is why hold your mind steady in the light is one of the key phrases for our spiritual evolution.
Jay, can I add something to the experience with this relay? A few meetings before that particular day, we were doing a meditation, and it was more in the form of prayer than meditation, borderlining blessings. And when you spoke, I felt something very similar to what I felt when we had the experience with the three ladies, but I didn't know how to identify it or put it in words. I just remember having the sense that something entered in the room. I found myself in a completely different mind space. Like something walked in and I just didn't know what it was. But it felt very, very high, and I had this elevated feeling that I had when that experience happened. I wrote it down in my journal, I remember, and then when it happened and you identified it, I did a 1+1. It was very much what I felt the first time. So I thought, okay, maybe we all have access to this on an individual basis as well. It's just like, I was able to like kind of use it as a soundboard, that first experience that I had.
Right, on an individual basis. Now, you had it on the individual basis to prepare you for the group basis.
Perhaps.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah. So I would say the first one was preparation for your consciousness. Yeah. But I'd say a good portion of the people in this room have had it on an individual basis. Okay. The next up is the group basis. Now, just tune into the group right here, right now, and feel the spiritual flow from one person to another. Okay? Just sensing that. Everybody can sense this to some degree. We don't have time to go into this direction further, but the idea is to be able to sense it completely. So there's a oneness throughout everybody here. But if everybody here, anyone here, can tune in right now and pick up the group life in circulation to some degree. Isn't that right, Cindy?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got a question, Gigi.
So going back to what you just said about hold your mind in the light. So one of the things that is, this is not a negative. I'm not trying to be negative, but there's things that you say sometimes that frustrate me. Because you say, just hold your mind in the light. Like, we know how to do it. Like, okay, I'm taking them out of it. You say it like, I know how to do something, and I just flip a switch and start doing it, and I don't know how to do it. And so I can go back to two experiences that were very powerful for me, okay? And with my soul, they were extremely powerful for me. And there was music that was happening to play at the time. And I didn't pick the music, it just happened to be playing at the time.
Yep.
And I stumbled on this because, for whatever reason, but then I played that song the next day and I went right back to that level of vibration, exactly, okay? And then so I discovered something. And so then I played it again, like 4 hours later, and then I went right back to that heightened state. And then I did that for months. But then I found that it tapered off, but it took months. That was a really big experience for me, though. But it took months, it tapered off. But I didn't know how. I remember you saying this. We've got to remember that and try to hold our mind in that light, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know how to hold my mind in that light and keep it, you know?
Well, just think back. Think back to if music stimulates you or if a spiritual experience, think back to it. Just remind yourself. If you pray, remember it during prayers.
Let me continue.
Think about it then. Or just if you're driving down the road, remind yourself of a spiritual feeling that you had, and so this will help you keep your mind in light. But if you ignore and just focus on making a living and handling the cares of the world and don't put any attention on the spiritual path, then the light becomes, the light which was here starts to go over here, so you don't see it as well. You gotta keep the light in focus. So keep your mind steady in the light, as if the light is right there at all times. And all of us deviate from the light to some degree, because you know you gotta take care of life, but all of us have times that we can be still and reflect, and it can happen when you're doing other things. You know, it can just when you're driving down the road and stuck in traffic, this is a really good time to do it, because you don't have anything else to do. So you can reflect at that time is a good time. Maybe you're just watching TV and something reminds you of something on the spiritual path, and you can reflect on it then. But keep reflecting, and also be concerned that you need to stay in the light to continue your progression. So you need to have a sense of responsibility about it, because a lot of people lose that sense of responsibility. So you're responsible alone for keeping your mind steady in the light, and reminding yourself of what it's like to be in the light, and in the light as far as you understand the light. Okay.
Yeah, I think we're talking about two different things, but I think I understand what you're saying a little better now.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what's the other thing?